Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news on Wednesday, the 11th of January. Still 35 under mostly cloudy skies. Headed for a high today around 60 again. That's what we hit yesterday. But folks, we've got some winter weather in our forecast for Friday. It's shaping up to be kind of a mess. I'll have more on that following this edition of the news. And it is time now for the news from the Mark Densmore Country Financial News Desk. Mark Densmore, he's located in Wayne City. Well, weather kind of tops our news this morning. High winds blew a semi over on Interstate 64 over in Jefferson County late yesterday morning, injuring a Henderson, Kentucky driver. It happened a little after 11 a.m. and at the 89-mile marker in Jefferson County. State police say Darrell R. Biggs, 53, of Henderson, was traveling eastbound in a sustained heavy crosswind. Witnesses told police the winds out of the south lifted the empty trailer off the ground, causing Biggs to lose control of his truck. Truck overturned on the right shoulder, pinning Biggs to the end of the cab. Jefferson County Rural Fire and EMS personnel had to extricate Biggs from the wreckage. He was then taken to a hospital in Mount Vernon. The right lane of Interstate 64 at the 89-mile marker was closed for 4.5 hours to allow for the extrication, investigation, and scene cleanup. And then winds clocked as high as 61 miles an hour at the Alma Weather Station over in Marion County, knocked over two semis, and resulted in a third running into some sagging power lines. A number of tree limbs also crashed down, causing wind damage to at least one home in Centralia. US 161 near Cedar Road east of Centralia was blocked to traffic late yesterday morning when the wind caused a semi driver to lose control of his truck. It turned over on its side, blocking both lanes. So very high winds yesterday, 58 miles an hour in that accident over in Jefferson County, 61 mile an hour winds over there in Marion County. WFIW News, time 7:17.
Holzhauer Auto and Motorsports in Nashville would like to wish you a Happy New Year and thank the over 3,200 people who purchased a vehicle from us the past year. From our family to yours, thank you for the trust you put in us for your vehicle needs. If you aren't a customer, why not stop by and see why so many people choose us? Now through the end of the year, you'll save big on new Chrysler inventory during the Big Finish event. See us on Facebook or go to Holzhauer's.com. Holzhauer Auto and Motorsports, Route 127 North in Nashville.
Is your furniture style stuck in the 80s, 70s, or even 60s? It's time to ditch that retro feeling. Let Hubert's Furniture Company come to your rescue. We carry name-brand furniture to fill all your rooms. Our knowledgeable staff has 49 combined years of experience in retail furniture and design. Hubert's also offer free delivery and setup within 30 miles and have free financing available. See store for details. You can visit us online, follow us on Facebook, or just come out and visit our showroom. We would be happy to help in any way we can and to show you all the newest trends. Only at Hubert's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East Florida.
Have an ugly driveway or walkway? Change those ugly ways with concrete and asphalt from O'Daniel Trucking Company. Concrete driveways can last more than 30 years without much maintenance. And a concrete driveway is also much more appealing when you resell your home. O'Daniel Trucking studies the use, location, time of year, and other factors to create mixes that diminish the effects that lead to cracking. So for quality concrete that best fits your needs, as well as crushed stone, sand, and gravel at a fair price, call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate.
Albion City Police Chief Mike Judge is warning residents of Albion to keep their cars locked and be sure to take any valuables indoors before you leave your vehicle unattended. The warning follows a rash of vehicle break-ins recently in Albion. Chief Judge says at least 10 vehicles have been entered in the past few days and a wide assortment of valuables stolen. So if you see any suspicious activity related to these types of burglaries, you're asked to dial 911 right away. At Tuesday night's meeting of the Fairfield City Council, officials agreed to table a proposed ordinance that would have raised utility rates. Mayor Chuck Griswold said that further study needs to be completed before the ordinance is put up for a vote. Specifically, officials want to compare Fairfield's utility rates with surrounding communities before considering an increase. In the ordinance that was slated to be presented last night, officials planned to increase water, electric, and gas rates by 1.7%. That ordinance would have increased utility rates starting in January of next year and each January of subsequent years in an amount equal to the Consumer Price Index as published by the U.S. Department of Labor, Bureau of Labor Statistics. But again, the proposal rate was to increase utility rates was tabled till a future meeting. Council did vote unanimously last night to enter into a lease agreement with Verizon to allow for the installation of antennas and radio equipment on a number of city-owned utility poles. In return, Verizon has agreed to pay the city $250 per year per pole. At this time, less than a dozen poles will be used by Verizon. Melody Allen, a Verizon spokesman, told the council the new equipment will improve voice and data coverage and capacity for local consumers. The council approved an amendment to the city's travel, meal, and lodging expense policy. The amendment brings the policy into compliance with the current contract that is in place with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, the IBEW, that's the union, representing municipal employees. Some reimbursable rates for employees traveling on city business include rates for lodging, specifically $200 a night for travel to Chicago and the surrounding counties, $100 per night for all other counties in Illinois, and as approved by the city for areas outside Illinois. Expenses not reimbursable include alcoholic beverages, personal items, travel insurance, supplemental rental car charges, extra baggage charges, and laundry. Council also approved the sale of a city-owned 2015 Ford Crown Vic vehicle that had been assigned to the city's fire department. The vehicle sold as is because it was damaged in an accident. Two bids were received. A $113 bid came from Gary Rice. $523 came from Robert Robinson. Mr. Robinson's bid was accepted and the vehicle sold. Mayor Griswold also updated the council about the possibility of the city's liability insurance policy covering the activities of Volunteers for a Progressive Fairfield. They're the ones that put on the Festival of Lights every year at Leo French Park. Officials with the insurance company said the volunteers could not be covered under the city's policy because they are not directed nor controlled by the city of Fairfield. Therefore, they cannot be covered under the city's policy. Council then adjourned into an executive session after about a half hour or so meeting with no action taken. WFIW News Time, 7:21.
Save this month at Kincaid's. Pay only $6.97 for a foot-long toolbox, just $108.99 for a Bun coffee maker, and a low $3.99 for a 20-pound bag of birdseed. Save $10 on all gallons of white ceiling paint. Plus, save 25% on all Carhartt clothing for men, women, and children, like Carhartt coats, insulated bibs, long underwear, hats, shirts, and more. Sale prices and special discounts are good through January in your favorite department at Kincaid's in Fairfield. Save this month at Kincaid's. Pay only $6.97 for a foot-long toolbox, just $108.99 for a Bun coffee maker, and a low $3.99 for a 20-pound bag of birdseed. Save $10 on all gallons of white ceiling paint. Plus, save 25% on all Carhartt clothing for men, women, and children, like Carhartt coats, insulated bibs, long underwear, hats, shirts, and more. Sale prices and special discounts are good through January in your favorite department at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
An Illinois State Police SWAT team executed a warrant at a home in Allendale yesterday morning, arresting two suspects wanted for delivery of methamphetamine. Taken into custody at their 108 Oak Street home in Allendale were Tice L. Wade, 48, and his wife, Ruby Wade, 45. Both have been formally charged with aggravated delivery of methamphetamine, a Class 2 felony. Both suspects have been lodged in the Wabash County Jail at Mount Carmel under a $500,000 bond. Police say they recovered a large quantity of suspected methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Wabash County Sheriff Derek Morgan says the arrests were the result of a two-year investigation into the distribution of meth in Wabash and surrounding counties. Agents of the Southern Illinois Drug Task Force, Mount Carmel City Police, and the county sheriff assisted in executing that warrant. Mount Carmel City Police report the arrest yesterday of two suspects involved in alleged methamphetamine trafficking at about 7:30 in the morning. Mount Carmel City Police, the county sheriff's deputies, and agents of the Southern Illinois Drug Task Force went to a home on Buchanan Street in Mount Carmel and arrested Charles R. Leek and Amy L. Wheeler of Mount Carmel. Both faced charges of unlawful delivery and sale of methamphetamine. Both have been lodged in the county jail under a $250,000 bond each. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reports the arrest of 37-year-old Clifford D. Cattles of Grayville on a charge of driving suspended. Now, county police arrested Cattles after being called to the Lewis Brothers scrapyard in Burnt Prairie on a report that items stolen from an Indiana well, oil well, had been taken to the salvage yard for sale. Well, the items were attempting to be sold as scrap included metal tubing racks, downhole pump, a four-and-a-half-inch bits for cable tools, a wrench, a crank arm, and some miscellaneous oil field fittings. The items belong to Crown Well Servicing out of Owensville, Indiana. A company official identified the items as being taken from a lease in Indiana. The report of the theft has been forwarded to the Gibson County Sheriff's Department and State's Attorney's Office for possible charges. The items have been reclaimed, and returned to Crown Well Servicing. After 37 years at Hamilton Memorial Hospital, Jerry Hutchison retired at the end of December. Jerry was hired as purchasing storeroom associate in the storeroom department back in 1979. She'll continue to help with training a replacement and assist as needed. The Hamilton Memorial Hospital District would like to thank Jerry for her years of hard work and dedication to her job by hosting a retirement party next Monday. It'll be in the hospital lobby from 1 to 3 p.m. There'll be cake and punch served for family, friends, and co-workers, and the public who'd like to wish her well in retirement. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices, well, they fell again yesterday. Local refineries this time dropped. They're offering $1 a barrel today. They're paying $43.75 per barrel. In local and area deaths, 85-year-old West Salem resident Merrill Lee M.L. Myers died January 9th at his home. He was a U.S. Air Force veteran of the Korean War, attaining the rank of tech sergeant. Was employed by Continental Airlines for many years, later at FedEx, from which he retired in January of 95, was a member of the West Salem Moravian Church. Survivors include his wife Shirley, three daughters, Pamela Myers of St. Francisville, Louisiana, Leanne Myers of New Orleans, Jill Alston of Las Vegas. Five grandchildren also survived, along with four great-grandchildren. Graveside services for M.L. Myers will be 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon at Moravian Cemetery in West Salem with military honors. There will be no visitation. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family asks that you please do something nice for someone else. The Engram Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of all the arrangements. 80-year-old Enfield resident Patricia A. Newman died Tuesday. At her home, she'd worked in the sewing factory and had driven a school bus and was a member of the Enfield General Baptist Church. Survivors include her husband James, sons James Robert and David Allen Newman, daughters Karen Elaine Bowles and Patricia Louise Dozier, 12 grandchildren and 16 great-grandchildren, plus a brother, Bud Hoover. Services for Patricia Newman will be 1 o'clock Thursday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield, with burial in Enfield Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning till the time of service at Stendebach's in Enfield. 84-year-old Albion resident Beulah O. Thompson died at 5:20 Monday evening in Evansville. She was a member of the Apostolic Pentecostal Church and was a homemaker. Survivors include a son, Wayne Thompson of Albion, a daughter, Belva Osterman of Albion, a sister, Velma Brown of Allendale, two grandchildren, Kayla Thompson of Albion and Christina Booker of Missouri, plus two great-grandchildren. Services for Beulah O. Thompson will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning at Nails Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Macedonia Cemetery. Visitation will be 9:30 Thursday morning until the time of service at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to the Edwards County senior citizens and will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Graveside services for Delman Bradshaw, 83 of Fairfield, will be 11 o'clock this morning at the Raleigh, Illinois Masonic Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Shriners Children's Hospital and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Funeral services for Norma Alice Miracle Book, 85 of McKinney, Texas, will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation for Norma Alice Miracle Book will be tonight, 5 till 7 at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to Visiting Nurse Association of Texas and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Funeral services for Ruth Marie Johnson, 98 of McLeansboro, will be 11 o'clock this morning at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial in the Oddfellow Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation will be 10 o'clock this morning until the time of service at Golson's in McLeansboro. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to First Baptist Church of McLeansboro or the Oregon Baptist Church of Terre Haute and will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services for Myrtle D. Lewis, 85, formerly of Grayville, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Cook Chapel in Grayville with burial in Ridge Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock this morning till the time of service, 1 p.m. at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Memorials may be made to the Ridge Church and will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
More and more people are making pre-need funeral plans with Ingram Funeral Home. If you've been thinking about making your own funeral plans now, rather than leaving the decision to others later, then give us a call for an appointment at 445-2222. We'll put the coffee pot on and we can talk it over with you in an informal and comfortable setting. I'm manager Sherry Harder. My caring staff and I feel that encouraging you is our inspiration. Ingram Funeral Homes in Albion, West Salem, and Allendale, an affiliate of Keystone America.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmi and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
Here's a look at sports from last night. A bunch of boys high school basketball scores to talk about. Gallatin County beat Wayne City 48-44. Wayne City won the JV game. It was Cisney over Christ Our Rock Lutheran 75-31. Jared Taylor for Cisney broke the record with 9 3-pointers for the Running Lions. Edwards County beat Carmi White County 47-44. It was DuCoin over Hamilton County 74-66. Gorville beat Cesar Valier 87-74, Christopher over ZR, 77-41, Trico over Vienna, 59-47, Flora beat Woodlawn last night, 49-36, Alney over Dietrich, 64-48, several other scores also on the WFIW website. Girls high school basketball last night, Harrisburg over Wayne City, 65-43, it was Mount Carmel over Robinson, 44-29, boys junior high basketball last night, Wayne City over Summersville, 41-28. At the WEAA tournament, consolation game championship, it was Olney St. Joe, 39-37 over Jasper in overtime. And in the championship semifinal, New Hope beat Allendale, 38-22. Girls junior high basketball last night, the Class S regional at Field, New Hope over Iuka, 44-8, and Field over Jasper, 50-37. Looking at the schedule for tonight, that regional continues tonight at Field, the junior high girls basketball at 6. Olney St. Joe takes on Mount Carmel St. Mary's, followed by Bluford versus Cal Farrington. Class M regional begins tonight in Fairfield on the girls' side. At 6 o'clock, Nashville plays Wayne City. At 7:15, Cesar Valier versus Fairfield. Junior high boys basketball, that WEAA tournament concludes tonight at Grayville. At 6 o'clock, it's third-place game between Grayville and Allendale, followed by the championship game Cisney versus New Hope. Also tonight, Albion is at Carmi. Big Ten basketball tonight, Michigan's at Illinois. Illinois needs a win. Tip-off at 8 o'clock. Pre-game show at 7 on WFIW AM 1390. Looking at national scores from last night in the NBA. Washington over Chicago, 101-99. It was Toronto over Boston, 114-106. Atlanta clobbered Brooklyn, 117-97. Houston over Charlotte, 121-114. It was Milwaukee squeaking by San Antonio at San Antonio, 109-107. Utah beat the champs at Utah, 100-92 over Cleveland. It was Portland over the L.A. Lakers, 108-87. Golden State beat Miami, 107-95. And Sacramento outscored Detroit, 100-94. In the NHL, Boston beat St. Louis. The Blues looked rough last night. 5-3 final. It was Chicago over Detroit, 4-3 in overtime. Buffalo over Philadelphia, 4-1. Carolina beat Columbus, 5-3. And also in overtime, Nashville got by Vancouver, 2-1. San Jose skated past Edmonton, 5-3. And Anaheim shut out Dallas, 2-0. In NCAA basketball last night, one Big Ten score. Maryland beats Indiana, 75-72. In the top 25, Kentucky beat Vandy, 87-81. Number one, Baylor, dumped by West Virginia, 89-68. It was Villanova over Xavier, 79-54. Florida State beat Duke, 88-72. Florida beat Alabama, 80-67. It was Kansas over Oklahoma, 81-70. And Texas Tech snuck by Kansas State, 66-65.
And that is time to check the WFIW weather forecast. 40% chance of rain today, high 60. 50% chance of rain tonight, low 56. Rain likely Thursday, high of 59. Temperatures falling from that 59 high, though, throughout the day. Freezing rain developing Friday, high 35. Rain likely Saturday and Sunday, High of 40 Saturday, 45 Sunday, and a chance of rain Monday, 57. 60 the high yesterday. 31 the low this morning. 0.05 inch of rain yesterday, a trace since midnight. And at 7:34 under cloudy skies, our temperature 36. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Jeff Black at Lamont Chevrolet Chrysler and